Welcome to Landmarks Preservation Commission for December 8th, 2010. First item on the agenda is roll call. Those commissioners present, Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Buffington, Commissioners Eckley, King, Maddox, Sundell, and North Slope ex officio McClintock. Second item on the agenda is consent agenda. Item A, excusal of absences. Those commissioners who have called in are Commissioners Al-Janabi, Pham, and Luce. Move excusal of absences. Is there a second?
Second.
There's no discussion. All in favor of excusal of absences, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion passes. Item 2B, meeting minutes. We have meeting minutes for September 22nd, October 13th, October 27th, and November 10th. Are there any additions or corrections to any of those minutes? Hearing none, those minutes stand approved as presented. Third item on the agenda is chair comments. I have none today. Fourth item on the agenda is board business preservation planning. First item, A, is Old Town Neighborhood Historic District request. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. In your packets, you have a nomination to the Register of Historic Places for the Old Tacoma Historic District. Unfortunately, what you didn't have in your packets was a staff report that accompanied that nomination. And so basically, this staff report is going to cover just a couple of different things at this point. A general description of this nomination, its general boundaries at this point, a description of the procedures for designating a historic district, and then a proposed timeline for review. And the purposes of this are, at this point, just to accept, I guess, the nomination and review schedule for 2011 to get this nomination moving. And from this point, we would advertise that we have the nomination in process. It wouldn't be a public hearing, but we would notify the property owners in the district and then move forward according to the calendar schedule on the third page of the staff report. Just by way of background, this nomination was submitted to the city in 2009, September 15th, 2009. As this commission is aware, at that time we were also under review with the Wedge Historic District, which is scheduled to go to full council in January. For a number of reasons, this nomination has been waiting for the Wedge to get farther along in the pipeline before moving ahead with this particular document. The fortunate thing for the commission is this nomination is actually rather complete. It's a bit more clear in the at least the requested boundaries for the historic district than the Wedge was when it originated, and has a fairly thorough narrative associated with it. The proposed area extends roughly from North 34th Street, going south on Jeanette Street to 29th, west over to Carr, south along Carr to Yakima, and then along Tacoma Avenue North to North 11th Street, and then back up to North 30th Street. It's also key to note that the commercial area within this particular proposed district is excluded from this nomination. This is not the first time this has been to the Landmarks Commission or the Planning Commission. Previous attempts, I believe, in the 1970s, and then again in the early 1990s, right before the North Slope Historic District was established, this item had gone through the process. In both times, as I recollect, the nomination included the commercial area, and ultimately, you know, that may have been one of the sources of conflict that caused the nomination to be either remanded or withdrawn. So at any rate, it does not include that. So at this point, just by way of process, establishing a new historic district in the Tacoma Municipal Code is somewhat nonspecific in terms of procedure, but basically it originates at the Landmarks Commission. If the commission determines that the proposed district meets the basic landmarks criteria and also serves as a distinct area of the city, then the analysis can proceed, ultimately culminating in a public hearing. And then a recommendation for, as an area-wide rezone would go to the Planning Commission, and it would be considered as a zoning change or an overlay zone. And from that point, the Planning Commission would make its recommendation to the City Council. The Wedge neighborhood was the last one that went through this commission. It took about a year. We can probably do this one quicker. The Wedge nomination was the first one that had been considered since the zoning amendment to the North Slope Historic District in the 1999-2000, so it's really been a while. We have the preservation plan revisions going through right now, which will affect historic districts and how we treat them as a policy issue going forward. So aware that that's a background piece, but at any rate, that's the straightforward schedule or the straightforward process. It's actually quite simple in code. So following this meeting, if the Landmarks Commission adopts the schedule, the staff will send out a notice of nomination and the review schedule to people within the historic district affected by it. In February of 2011, the commission will take a look at the criteria for significance and the Landmarks designation criteria. In March, looking at the boundaries and contributing property. And again in March, a public information session. Last time we did this, we had a couple of public information sessions that where people could basically drop in. In this particular case, we're not including actionable items during those public information session meetings. So just to keep it pretty clean. Following that, in March, design guidelines and regulations, another information session. Scheduled for May then, looking at the proposed recommendations, which then we'd ask for a guidance and direction from the commission to set the hearing date and approve the final document for public distribution, leading to a public hearing in June, and then adoption of findings and a recommendation to the Planning Commission in July. So this nomination was submitted by neighbors. Kathy Ursich is in the audience. And her and Carolyn Galacci have worked on this very hard for a couple of years and have been very persistent in you know, keeping on this and making sure that we moved it forward. And I know they've been very, very patient with us because it's been a year that it's been waiting for an opportunity. So I don't know if the commission would like to hear anything from Kathy.
Only if you have a few words. If We're trying to.
Yeah, I'm just really glad I made it here.
Yeah, we are too. Some of us, well, I think I may be the only person on the commission that's actually seen it before. But it was a good read. I'd read it before a couple times now. So, as far as the proposed schedule. Do any of the commissioners have any comments on the schedule as presented? If not, I would entertain a motion for adoption.
I would suggest that we add on there a walking tour of the district for the commissioners at some point, preferably before the setting the boundaries in March. I don't know if there's a... No, an ARC, in lieu of an ARC meeting, maybe the...
That would be the 25th of February, then.
Yeah. We can set a walking field visit for the 25th of February.
That would be my recommendation.
I propose it's a driving tour. That's a lot of territory to cover.
We'll get segues.
Okay, cool.
Well, you can always stop at the SPAR and then go back.
We can schedule a field visit, and if appropriate, I mean, we'll get a city van if we do that.
Okay. Are there any other additions or corrections to the schedule as proposed? If not, I would move that the review schedule for Old Town Historic District be adopted as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor of adopting the review schedule for the Old Town Historic District as amended, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, say no. The motion passes.
Thank you very much.
Item B on 4B is Historic Preservation Plan.
And at this point, I just wanted to let the commission know that I don't have a whole lot to report. I will be at the Planning Commission meeting on the 15th to discuss the ongoing amendment schedule. The two things that I am planning to discuss at length with the Planning Commission are going to be the potential for policies relating to demolition review for non-designated properties that are 50 years of age or older. That's been an initiative that Historic Tacoma has been working on for a while, and seeking guidance there and talking a little bit about some of the policy policies that could be put in place and the outcomes and some of the decisions that would need to be made. And then we'll also be talking about the Conservation District tool as well and its purpose and the different options the Planning Commission might have before them. So that's on the 15th, and other than that, I don't have anything particular. I just will note that we are looking at having our draft to roll out in January, so there's still time to get in comments if there are things that occur to you. I can get them in there. And or if you'd like to pass on either directly or indirectly to the Planning Commission through me any comments or observations too, please let me know.
Okay, item C is bylaws and inventory proposed amendment, which we have looked at for a couple of months.
The only thing that is really, well, is not significant at all, is the garage at 709 North Grant. We apologize that the actual spreadsheet that went out with the staff report had the wrong property listed. We have a corrected sheet just before you to action on. The commission at the time this came through for design review voted that this should be placed as a non-contributing building in the next inventory update. And it's since been remodeled, too, I think. It's a concrete-covered garage. Well, it was like, I don't know, parged on, you know, somehow. It was very strange.
Skim coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Item 4D is officer nominations. And I'll let staff, there was the rules and regulations in the, both in the staff report and also in the bylaws, in the first couple pages of the bylaws. And we can take nominations from the floor.
One thing I will note, just to let the commission know, and I have some couple of other notes to follow up on. This is one of them, is the appointments committee was delayed in meeting on the applications for new commissioners and people re-upping their terms due to inclement weather around Thanksgiving. And Then I just learned that they're going to be delayed again because they're not going to be able to get enough people in the committee right before the winter holiday. And so the appointments committee is not going to have recommendations until their meeting in January. And so the commission, you know, this may or may not affect the officer nominations, but if the commission wanted to suspend their rules on officer elections until following that process, that would be fine too. I think they're your rules, and so you can
interpret them as we wish. What is the Commissioner King?
I thought we went through an election of officers about 2-3 months ago.
It was a year ago.
It was a year ago.
Time flies.
I remember.
When you're having fun.
It was before I was here.
What is the pleasure of the commission? Do you want to suspend it until January?
Well, can I just ask a question?
Certainly.
Of the existing members, how many
might not be on the board after the...
I think it's Commissioner King, Vice Chair Buffington, and Commissioner Al-Janabi are the three that I come to mind right now.
I think Al-Janabi's he's still on.
Is Al-Janabi still on?
Okay. Megan's term is up. I think she's reapplying. And so, you know, the board composition could change.
I would think it might be wise to wait till we have the members.
I move that we suspend officer nominations and elections until our January 9th meeting. January 12th meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor of suspending...
Hold on, Mark.
Pardon me.
Will we, with the delay in the selection committees, will we actually know by the 12th?
That's it. It's possibly not. So let's see. It would be our following meeting would be the 26th of January. So do you want to go until the 26th of January?
That's better. Staff will have a better sense of either what the recommendation is going to be going to council at that time.
Okay. I will amend the motion at this point that we suspend officer nominations until the 26th of January. Who seconded? Commissioner King seconded. Is that all right with you?
It's fine.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. All right. Motion passes. Ex officio, we're way ahead of schedule for the 6 o'clock presentation of the Elks building in council chambers, but Commissioner, or Premier Ex officio, McClintock, I think you have a couple of items you'd like to discuss.
basically ask staff sort of two questions. One is there's the nomination for the pavements from 2008, I think it is, in the North Slope. That's been kind of held up, and sort of what's the status of that? And then secondly, that we seem to be finding some instances of the standards for sidewalk design not being followed. And I was just wondering if you had any opportunity to have conversations with the construction division.
Yes.
Those are the two.
On the first one, the nomination of the pavement, so just for the commission's background, that nomination I think was early 2008 probably is when you put that in. And it was a nomination for a couple or several blocks of the existing brick and cobblestone roads running east to west down to basically I Street, and they're the last remnant streets in the neighborhood. At the time, those were not eligible to be considered as landmarks under a code provision we had that changed in late 2008 in October. Following that, though, the nomination has not been brought back to the commission, or hasn't been brought to the commission, and we certainly can do so. It sounds like that's what you'd like to have happen. So we can bring that forward, and we'll have to prepare that a little bit for the commission, because I think there's going to be some questions about city policy and right-of-way and all that we'll have to iron out. But it's a nomination for some of the last, I guess, neighborhood cobblestone streets in the city that are fully intact. And so if you don't know where they are, do you have this 9th, 10th, or?
9th, 10th, and 11th between North K and North G.
Just to avoid them.
Well, some of them
one
do.
One of the reasons they might have been saved, as long as.
Yeah, and there are some deferred maintenance issues with these streets in some cases. And so, there's a couple of things that have changed, you know, how we work with streets and grounds on streets and things like that since that time too. So we're much better prepared, I think, to address this issue. So what we will do if it pleases the commission is do our homework, get a staff report drafted, and try to bring that back to the commission in January.
That'd be great.
And then K Street. And their sidewalk issues. There are a number, there have been a number of occasions, probably at least two or three, where we've had the sidewalk standard has apparently not been met. And in some cases signed off by a city inspector, in some cases permits issued perhaps without the proper standard being applied. I have heard from the construction division on this. I did communicate with him after I received your email. A couple of different things. First, I think there's the proximate issue, which is the there is one sidewalk. I was a little confused because you wrote by 1017 North K, and it looked like it was out, but then maybe there's something in there?
They have now pulled out the old inappropriate sidewalk and are apparently redoing it. So,
oh, okay.
Which is a good thing. Been well, surprised at that.
Yeah, because I did drive by it, and what I heard from the construction division, from Michael Hale, was that tomorrow morning, actually, they've been logging the notices they've received about non-compliant sidewalks, and they're sending out an inspector tomorrow morning, and said that he'll be able to have a report back to me about the what they find out there. And what we've talked about is that the sidewalks they do find, they were either inappropriately permitted or signed off when they should not have been, to the North Slope standard, will be forwarded back to this commission. What the standard does is the standard allows for departure of the standard plan by review of the commission. And in a lot of, in the cases where that's happened, this happened when someone requests it, and as staff we'll go out and take an inspection and say, well, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense in this particular circumstance. There's probably five or seven different types of sidewalks in the North Slope just historically. And then we'll bring it back to the commission usually as an administrative review. In this case, we haven't had after-the-fact sidewalk, things, so we may see a couple of those, but we'll hear back from them and have an answer. That's the proximate. On the ultimate is because I did send the correspondence to the division manager, is that they're going to be looking at their process problems that they have. Because there was one sidewalk that had to do with some sort of water project or something that didn't receive the permits through the normal process and so on. So we'll get a better understanding of that too.
Okay, good. Very good. Thank you.
If I may, just... you have in your packets the meeting schedule for 2011. One thing I did want to follow up with on the appointments committee issue is that the appointments committee not meeting until January means that there are commissioners whose term ends on December 31st. You may continue to attend meetings and serve in your capacity as a commissioner until if you're not planning to re-up under the commission until a successor is appointed, but you don't have to. It's not a life sentence. You don't have to. So if there are commissioners who are not planning on being reappointed that are willing to continue to serve until their replacement is designated, just let me know, and if people are planning to leave the commission, let me know too. An email or a phone call is fine. Email is probably best. And what we'll do then is that just changes our quorum. But I think I don't want to miss the opportunity also to say thank you for people who are leaving the commission, because it's been I don't know how it's been years, and this is a really really good commission. Very functional and a model in a lot of ways. So, thank you.
Thank you. Are there announcements or comments by commissioners? Hearing none. Please go ahead.
I came in late, so I may miss this. I'm wondering if there's anything the commission should be doing around the wedge to be moving that in any way, or the old city hall. If there's any issues there that we should be addressing in the next the next meeting.
Old city hall is a. I don't even know where to begin there.
And I was hoping that you didn't mean for a long report. Right. Keep people late.
The latest updates in the paper are pretty close to where Old City Hall is, which is they're working with Adjusters International or something like that, Fireman's Insurance. The city actually has permit applications in for the cleanup of the water damage, and those are moving quickly forward. I'm actually planning on doing an inspection visit with the building inspector tomorrow And so should have more knowledge. I think there's other deferred maintenance issues just besides the water issue. So, but as far as I know, it's moving forward. In terms of the wedge, this will be at study session on the 25th of September. There's no direction from city council as to the appropriate boundaries, and really it's the M Street corridor that's causing most of the issues. I think that, you know, the commission should feel free to share their thoughts. It's a difficult issue, I think, for the city council because it's unfamiliar territory, and there just doesn't seem to be a middle ground right now. That meets everybody's needs, at least not that people are talking about publicly. I don't know if all of the city council people have heard all of the issues or not, or understand all of the issues or not yet. So keeping the foot on the gas is probably a good thing.
Appropriate to write another letter then, just saying we endorse the current proposal? Or?
I would think that perhaps individual commissioners would have more of an impact than a letter from the commission.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Just to follow up on what Ruben said, at the last meeting of the City Council's Neighborhood and Housing Committee, they were not able to come to an agreement as to a recommendation on the wedge application, so it went forward without a recommendation. They were split 2-2. And there's some concern that there's a similar split on the full council. The issue, as Ruben indicated, are primarily M Street. The MultiCare folks were there at the committee meeting and indicated that they just want to protect their future interests in case they ever need to expand 20 or 30 years from now. They don't have any plans for these houses that they own until then, but they want to keep their options open. And that's why they're opposing including that part of the neighborhood in the historic district. There was also at the last committee meeting an appeal by the Salvation Army folks to exclude the three properties they have from both the historic district and the conservation district. So if any members of the commission have friendships or relationships with members of the city council, it wouldn't hurt to approach them and state your opinion about the need to pass the wedge application.
Thank you.
One last thing I'll say is that the study session, the Neighborhoods and Housing Committee, since they were not able to come up with a due pass recommendation, they basically have forwarded it to study session council, and at which point, I'm assuming anyways, that's the forum in which it gets hammered out. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going to happen, frankly. Something is, I think, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure what. And there have been, I don't want to characterize it this way. This is how it kind of played out. But there was the a proposal made by the neighborhood, and then there was a countering proposal that was made by MultiCare. And unfortunately, during the discussion, those became option one and option two. And that was partly probably because the way we presented it. But at any rate, so I don't know exactly if one is going to work one way or, if the conversation is going to trend one way or not. I think that there's probably individuals that are working on trying to hammer something out ahead of this meeting. And so we don't know if we're going to get direction or instruction from City Council or questions from City Council at this point.
Study sessions are open to the public, correct?
Yes, they are. Typically no comment, but they're open to the public.
If there are no other comments or questions, we are adjourned.
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.